AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Joining us for our second hour of Fantasy Sports Today, Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. The Elite Eight is tonight. We got it covered for you throughout the day. Coming up 4 o'clock Eastern, Scott Farrell has got you, followed by Game Time Decisions and In-Game Live. Craig and Davis with you here till 2 o'clock Eastern, also with our producer Brett Levy. We broke that down in the first hour. If you're watching on demand, hit the rewind button about 30 minutes. You can catch that. And if you want to fast forward about 5 minutes from now, you can see us discuss whether or not the Astros will make the postseason in 2021. Their odds are up over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll break that down as well. But Davis, we start off with some pretty big news today as reporters who cover the Astros and Cardinals are reporting that before the games begin, all of their major league players on the 26-man roster will be vaccinated. So staying away from the political aspect of this, which I have no interest in doing, it is kind of interesting to see them getting it done today because I guess at least from what most people say. Now, I personally can tell you that I have had the first vaccination and I'm getting my second one this week. I felt perfectly fine, but there are some people who have not had great reactions to it. And then, you know, they get better in a day or two, whatever. And I'm guessing this is maybe the reason why, Davis, they're doing it today so that when Thursday comes and opening day comes, that there's no, you know, sort of missing a day or two. But that is definitely an element of this season that we're going to have to keep an eye on, players that do get vaccinated, whether or not they play the next day or the day after that. Definitely something I didn't think about going into the season.
Yeah, I definitely think we'll see guys get the day off or the day of off after they get vaccinated. What's interesting, though, is MLB is incentivizing teams to get as many people vaccinated as possible. I actually just read this at Lindsay Adler reported this. So teams that get 85% of players plus personnel, so that's, you know, trainers, managers, pitching coaches, yada, yada, so on and so forth. If you get up to 85% of the organization that travels vaccinated, that team is allowed to go into a different phase of the health and safety protocols than teams that are below that 85%, which basically means, I would imagine it means you can have visitors in the clubhouse, provided they've been vaccinated. You can go out to dinner. You can probably do some things like that, that the teams that are under that 85% threshold are not allowed to do, which I imagine these guys who are used to living their baseball lives in a very certain way and probably hated the way that they had to travel and practice and do everything last year. I would imagine that is a pretty big incentive for a lot of these Major League Baseball organizations.
Yeah, USA Today reported also card games would be allowed again, and players on the bench and also in the bullpen at that 85% number that you mentioned won't have to wear masks. And so for those people who don't want to do that on the field, that could be part of it as well. Something we'll just have to keep an eye on the days. We're more in tune on what's going on the fantasy side of it. So if we do find that out about certain teams, definitely understanding the next day what that could possibly be. And it's different, by the way, for everybody. Everybody's reaction has been different to this. All right, let's take a look at our headlines here beyond the two teams that are getting vaccinated. That is St. Louis and Houston. Final day of spring training is underway. It will be a wrap in about 6-7 hours from now. I do think that more exhibitions are going on. I believe the Dodgers and Angels are playing against each other later today. U.S. men's soccer team does not qualify for the Tokyo Olympics. Ouch. Not surprised, but another big ouch for U.S. soccer for sure. Elite Eight tips off tonight. Also, the Baltimore Orioles acquired a starting pitcher over the weekend, Adam Plutko. He joins them because Felix Hernandez not ready for the season, and King Felix has opted out. And by the way, Davis, our bet, our discussion of Matt Harvey winning 5 games, I think we have to change our opinion there. He's the second starter for the Orioles, game number 2 going into the season. And also, Sammy Watkins leaves Kansas City and goes to the Baltimore Ravens. And Davis, the Ravens desperately need of more offensive firepower for Lamar Jackson, and so Watkins ends up there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest grinding my gears thing here is U.S. men's soccer. United States men's soccer should have so many advantages and so many resources, and the people who are in charge of the U.S. Soccer Federation are, I mean, look, they're just incompetent, right? There's no way around it. We have 350 million people. We're the best at everything else, best basketball country in the world, best football country in the world. We have a great men's hockey team, despite hockey not being super popular here. We have great teams in everything, but we can't match any of, like, you know, the United States is like the 20th best country in the world in soccer. We get beat by Croatia, a country of 4 million people. Iceland, who basically has the population of Corpus Christi, Texas, they can make it to the world. They can make it to the World Cup quarterfinals. It is embarrassing for the United States men's team to not make the Olympics. And people will argue, oh, you know, it's only the under 23s. It doesn't really matter. We should wipe the floor with everyone. But because of the way the system is structured, no one is incentivized to fix it because it's a money flows upward situation, and we have a huge pay to play problem here in the United States. And as someone who loves soccer, there's nothing I would love more than being able to unashamedly cheer for the U.S. men's national team on a national scale. But they just make me feel gross, and I don't like it. And it really bums me out. It truly grinds my gears.
Yeah, nothing has changed in a long time with the U.S. men's soccer team, for sure, no doubt. Okay, well, the Houston Astros have been one of the pillars in terms of winning in baseball over the last 4 years. Previous to that, they were the pillar of losing 100 games 4 years in a row. They seem to be a little bit at a crossroads in 2021. At least that's the way the FanDuel Sportsbook looks at it. You can pretty much get the same odds on them making it versus them missing the postseason. Davis and I will weigh in on the Astros making it back to the postseason in 2021 when we come back next, right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. 2 minutes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. FanDuel is locked and loaded for the 2021 season as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. A lot of different options for betting and more every day, by the way, leading up to opening day. Davis and I on Wednesday will have a full preview of basically our bets, our best bets for the season. That's what we'll do on Wednesday, best season bets. So tune in Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll still do a lot of college basketball. Got the NCAA tournament going on for sure. Okay, so... With the 30 teams in baseball, Davis, there's just the FanDuel has listed odds to make the postseason for every team, but we would just be wasting conversation on a lot of them, honestly. Like, are you really betting a minus 700 like on a yes, or are you throwing a huge dart at a plus 1,000? I mean, look, if you want to do that tomorrow, just throw it in there and we'll do it. But I think that most people, when they look at it, they're looking for value, but they're also looking for things that are realistic. For example, you could bet the Tigers to make the postseason. You'd be the only one, and you could get great odds, but you'd be the only one. No one thinks that's going to happen. So why really do those is kind of my theory on it. But as we start off, let's take a look at the Houston Astros in 2021, because there's definitely some debate to be had based on the odds. The yes for them to make it is minus 128. So you're laying a little juice, but that's not that significant. Now, what's really curious here is the no is kind of the same. You're basically getting even money on the no. You bet $100, you win $104. They've made the postseason four straight years, but Davis, if you go back to 2020, you'll see that that postseason was a little bit fraudulent. They weren't really good. It's just they added extra teams to the postseason. That's why they got in, and then they had that great run, as good teams do. They just get themselves in there, and then they make a run, and they did. Where do you see Houston this year?
So I really like Houston's roster, and I don't even think that that is really a fashionable thing to say at this point, right? Because I mean, just no one likes the Astros, the cheating. They were this great story, Astro Ball, the great book by Ben Ryder, and you know, they were viewed as the champion of analytics, and they did all these things with their pitchers, and they made their pitchers better, and so on and so forth. And now they're just not a popular team at all anymore. But I think they look very strong. Jose Altuve, Michael Brantley, Bregman, Correa, Yordan Alvarez, Yuli Gretzky, that's Gurriel. That's a super strong top six. If Zach Greinke stays healthy, their question is the starting pitching, right? Is Zach Greinke going to shut down at age 37, 38? McCullers is a guy I've always been a fan of. Lots of upside with Christian Javier and Jose Urquidy. Urquidy. I have no idea how to say that name. Urquidy. There we go. So these are these young Latin American starting pitchers who don't have a defined ceiling at the major league level. I would bet the yes. Part of that is I think their division is pretty soft. I like the Angels, right? But I think the Mariners and the Rangers are going to be really bad. And I think the Astros, I've been thinking about this one a lot because I do like the A's roster, but you just have to say the Astros. They are better than the Athletics, and that's kind of the question here. And then the market is pricing the Angels like they're going to be a wild card team, which I do think seems most accurate. So I like laying a little bit of the juice with the Astros here.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and I think that my more long-term view is not bullish on the Astros. I think they could actually go back and do what they did years ago. I think they're coming to the end here, Davis. Correa is a free agent. They lost Springer. Altuve's near the end. And you don't see their minor league system plentiful with guys that are ready. So I think that they could even dig deeper into their minor league system this year to make a one last year run at this thing. I think they move Greinke, Verlander next year. I think this is it, but I think they're all in on this year, even if it requires 84 wins to get back into the postseason. The only real long-term assets they have, Davis, you mentioned Javier, who's potentially one of them, but it's really Bregman, Kyle Tucker, and Yordan Alvarez. That's it. That is not enough to build a perennial winner in baseball. You need a lot more than that. And I think it's coming to an end for them, but they had a great run. They won a World Series. I know some people feel it's tainted or whatever. It was worth it. They won. And this is their last shot, I think. You simply just can't churn without having a deep minor league system. They've lost draft picks too, but I'm with you on this year, minus 128. If this is next year, I think that you're going to be looking at a completely different team. a different landscape for them and a do-over, I think, for them. Okay, now let's move over to the Milwaukee Brewers, who are sort of always on the fringe of getting in or not. And they have some compelling odds also on FanDuel. Davis, their odds to get in, you can make some decent coin here. You bet 100, you'll win $164, even if they just make the wild card. So it's kind of an overwhelming no possibility here at minus 172. They've been the wild card the last couple of years, 2019, 2020. They made it last year without getting anything from Lorenzo Cain. He sat out the year. And let's be real, they got nothing from Christian Yelich, too. He had a really down year. He was coming off an injury, didn't play well at all. Brewers, we know, are going to be close, but is the value there of taking your $100 C note, throwing it down, trying to win 164? Or if you had no other choice and you were forced to make this bet, would you go the other way?
Yeah, I would go the other way. And there are a couple reasons for that. First is I think the wild card spots are pretty much already claimed inside of the National League. I think that the Padres and or the Dodgers are locked in to one of those wild card spots. I see very few circumstances where those two teams do not both make the playoffs. Then I also think the Mets are the clear other favorite for the wild card, right? Because we think the Braves are probably going to win the NL East. Mm-hmm. Then the Mets are going to be, you know, a super strong 85-90 win team. So then you have to start thinking, well, the Brewers probably have to win the division. And then that means, do I think the Brewers have a good shot at beating out both the Cardinals and the Cubs? And I know we have, I really have trashed the Cubs on this show, but they have a bunch of guys who could play better in 2021 and have long track records of playing better. They just were not good in 2020, right? Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and Javi Baez, and Wilson Contreras, for that matter, all played really poorly together in 2020. It was a correlated parlay of sadness there for them, as they all just played really, really bad. And I think the odds seem unlikely that the Cubs all are worse than their median projections in 2021. So then you go to the bottom half of the Brewers lineup and you go, all right, well, they got to get a good season out of Travis Shaw. They got to get 550 good plate appearances from Luis Urias. Then you go to their starting pitching rotation. You go, okay, we like Woodruff. We like Burns. Not big on Hauser. Not big on Brett Anderson. Freddie Peralta, I am Lucy in the football with Freddie Peralta. I have fallen for Freddie Peralta. I have chased him and chased him and chased him and never gotten the good season. Now, they do have a very strong bullpen. Hader, right. Williams, Suter, that's about as good as you're going to get for a 1-2-3 reliever rotation. I really don't know if there's a better top three reliever rotation in baseball than those three guys right there. But I would lay the juice no with the Brewers because of the way the playoffs are set up in the NL. I just think the Mets and the Padres specifically are basically going to keep the Brewers from getting that wild card spot.
Yeah, I'll go a step further. I think the Phillies may be in that mix too. But I still think there's some value here on the plus 164. I think just looking at the value of the selection, the Mets have proven everybody right for a long time. Like, everyone has them good and they're almost never good. Maybe this is the year, but if you bet against the Mets, you would probably end up doing pretty well. And I think that while I do like the Mets to make the postseason, if I was to take $200, put it 100 on the Mets to make the playoffs and 100 on the Brewers, if the Brewers end up making it, I think I make money. So I think that there's a little bit of a lean for me here on Milwaukee. I like their front two pitchers. As you mentioned, Woodruff, Burns a lot. You're right. The other 3-5 are a little bit questionable. But guess what? The 4-5 for most teams are a little bit questionable. So I'll go yes here.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Throw 100 on Milwaukee to get in at plus 164. Plenty more to come here on the show. Make sure you stay with us on the grid. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, we dive into the waiver wire and fantasy. Some leagues had waiver wire run, believe it or not, last night. Davis will get into some of his favorites coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Elite Eight and college basketball coming up in just a few hours from now. We'll have it covered for you tonight on Game Time Decisions and In Game Live. And Davis, I actually was asked to fill in and host In Game Live this weekend. I hosted Friday night along with Scott Wetzel, breaking down the NBA and all of the college basketball games. It was, I mean, an unbelievable fake out job that I accomplished, I think, in 3 hours. It was just tremendous. You should go back and watch. You'll think like, this guy knows like all about this stuff, just completely faked everybody out.
I'm proud of you. I mean, I knew you could do it, right? I mean, I basically did the same thing when I hopped on In Game Live. You know, I just acted like I was an expert and I knew, you know, Loyola Chicago's 12th guy, and it was beautiful. It's that's why we're professionals, Craig. No one ever knows when we're winging it or when we're not.
No, they don't. That's good news about fake it till you make it, I guess. Brett Levy posing as a fantasy baseball expert this offseason. It's been tremendous. Okay, waiver wire for week one, Davis. Who you got here that you got your eye on? Let's run through it here. Just to give people some clarity here, in the League of Alternative Baseball reality, labor, mixed league, we ran our first waivers yesterday, and I ended up getting Taylor Trammell, the prospect who's now been in a couple of different places, but he made the Mariners opening day roster. I paid $2 for him. We'll see. I mean, look, it's just a shot in the dark. If Kyle Lewis is out, this kid's got to play a little bit. And I was unsuccessful in getting Ian Kennedy. I think that he could be potentially in line for some saves in Texas. What a disaster, Davis, that Texas' situation is with LeClerc now out. I just don't believe Matt Bush is going to close games for them. Kennedy's done it in the past, so missed out on him. Jordan Romano went for $28, the new potential closer in Toronto, although Dolis, if healthy, I think will factor in there. So those were my waivers run yesterday. Nothing all that significant. What are you seeing for this week that you're interested in?
Yeah, so I just wanted to run through some guys that people should watch. Some of these guys, you know, 15-team mixed leagues, they're already going to be owned. They already would have been scooped up in the first waiver run. But I had a list of five guys here for 12-team mixed leagues, 15-team mixed leagues, you know, kind of depending on where you're at, to definitely watch for waivers week one in terms of hitters. Jazz Chisholm, we already talked with him. Tyler Stevenson, the Reds catcher, who actually is very similar to the other guy on the list, Alejandro Kirk, a bat-first catcher, you know, just very rare these days in professional baseball. And if Stevenson gets two starts in the first week, catching goes fine, and we get some good quotes about, oh, you know, we felt Tyler had a good handle of the game. We felt he made a good call. We felt, you know, his blocking, yada, yada. I mean, we know managers that care way too much about defense, and they should care more about hitting. But if we get some good quotes there, I definitely think Stevenson would be a great add. Same thing for Alejandro Kirk. You know, for example, if Kirk catches opening day for the Blue Jays and not Danny Jansen, that should be alarm bells. That should be a huge signal, because I think Kirk, with 500 plate appearances, could be a top five catcher in fantasy baseball. Kyle Isbell going to be starting in the outfield for the Kansas City Royals. I don't know a ton about him, but basically they optioned Nicky Lopez to get Kyle Isbell more plate appearances. And it seems like he had a really strong spring training. He's kind of a toolsy, not great power, but a really good hit tool, you know, could hit 300 in the major leagues if he kind of pans out style guy, you know, just another exciting young hitter for the Royals. And then we have talked about Travis Shaw here. Travis Shaw week one, if he only strikes out like five times and is batting fifth for those Brewers and is getting every plate appearance against right-handed starting pitching and they leave him in against lefties. I mean, look, we've seen Travis Shaw do it, right? We've seen the 35 home run season from Travis Shaw. That's a guy you're going to want, but he just has been so bad in terms of the strikeouts that I think he's a waiver wire guy and not a hold guy for week one.
Yeah, well, what's really amazing is that to go through these names and look at it, the five Chisholm, Stevenson, Kirk, Isbell, Shaw, you go from a 23-year-old to a 34-year-old, and honestly, I don't think any of these players can last a month if they don't hit. I think they all are in serious. I mean, they're pickups right now, immediately.
Yeah.
But there also could be immediate drops. Like, I don't think any of them have staying power. You know, Chisholm, I guess, look, the Marlins may be a little patient with him and maybe give him May if he didn't hit in April. But it would not be much longer than that. John Birdie would play second, or they'd call up Eason Diaz. Davis, Kirk, if he doesn't hit immediately, he's going right down. Like, I don't even know if he has 2 weeks. Yeah. He would go right down to the minors. So yeah, that's kind of, it's amazing to think that like this about all the same guys, but that's kind of the way that I see it for sure. How about some pitchers? I know that we're starting to see some rotations fill out here with fourth and fifth starters, and maybe some bullpen arms have kind of are flying around a little bit with some potential closing changes.
Yeah, so we have a couple closing names to monitor here, Emilio Pagan and Jake McGee. Looks like Emilio Pagan is going to get the first crack at closing for the Padres. I'm super bullish on the Padres. We talked about them earlier on the show. Now, he is locked into being in a timeshare, you know, like running backs in fantasy football, closers in fantasy baseball now. Drew Pomeranz is 100% going to be closing games for the Padres. He's a little banged up right now, so Pagan is going to start the season. And you would know there's another guy there. I don't have my sheet pulled up right now. There's another guy for the Padres who also is going to get some save opportunities probably while Pomeranz is banged up. Then we have Jake McGee for Mark Melanson, Brett tells me. There we go. Mark Melanson. Yeah. So Pagan, I believe, is a left-hander. Melanson is a right-hander. It's just a thing in baseball. Managers don't like having left-handed closers. But Pagan is pretty interesting. I would definitely be spending some waiver bucks on him. Jake McGee for the San Francisco Giants should get a crack at closing for them. That is not as attractive as a closing job as the San Diego Padres, but should see a lot of close games for the Giants. Their offense not going to be blowing the doors off of anybody. And they play in that super pitcher-friendly environment there in the NL West. You know, the Giants, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, all of those are pitcher-friendly environments, especially Arizona now since they've removed the humidor. And then a pair of Cardinals pitchers, John Gant and Daniel Ponce de Leon, they have some injuries in their starting rotation that is going to open up innings for Gant and Ponce de Leon. Basically, if either one of them looks really good in terms of added velocity, or they've added a third pitch, or the control looks really good, Gant specifically is the one that I'm interested in. They would be guys I would throw in a couple bucks at, because one thing we know about professional baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals churn out steady number three pitchers. It's just like in their organizational DNA to churn out guys who can have a 3.9 ERA, a 1.1 whip, and 8.5 strikeouts per nine innings. I mean, that's just in the Cardinals' DNA.
It's interesting that that's their biggest concern going into the season, that they're not going to be able to have that this year. They're saying that maybe this is the first time where that dips. But I would tell you this, in terms of both those pitchers you mentioned, Gant and Ponce de Leon, let's consider this, Davis, for a minute. You know, Tyler O'Neill, I didn't even realize, but Tyler O'Neill in left field won the Gold Glove last year. So if you consider him to be a good defender, he won the Gold Glove. Look at their infield, Davis. They got a Gold Glove Award winner at third base. Arenado's going to scoop it up. DeJong is very underrated. He's a very good shortstop. Edmund is a plus defender at second, and Goldschmidt's good at first. So they're going to have good defense behind these pitchers. And even though both Gant and Ponce de Leon are not huge strikeout guys, if they just play to what their averages are defensively, they're going to get probably a lot of, especially in leagues where you get quality starts, I'm guessing you'll get 5-6 innings from both these guys with 2-3 earned runs. And if the Cardinals hit a little bit, that's going to be wins. So I think those are both really good suggestions. I'm out on Jake McGee. I'm not interested. I'm not going to do it. I don't think for me, I went Maranta in some leagues, and I think you're probably right. I think Kapler will use different people, especially against lefties in the ninth, but I think the majority of the saves will go to Maranta. And if he's available, I would search for him. And yeah, with the Padres ninth inning situation, I do think when Pomerantz healthy is going to face lefties most of the time. I think that Melanson probably will start off as the closer just because he has the experience. Pagan did get a shot previously, was okay with it. So I don't know that I love those options as much as some of the other ones that I mentioned. I think Kennedy, to me, is the main one. And then Davis Romano on Toronto has to be picked up in all leagues. I think he's probably the most important player going into the week.
Oh, he's definitely the most important, Jordan Romano, because if Jordan Romano comes in and locks it down, I mean, what do we think the upper end of the Blue Jays win total could be? 90, 95? I mean, they could win so many games. Mm-hmm. And Romano could earn 35 saves. If he just is good, just has a really good season, doesn't blow any, not getting replaced by Rafael Dolis or whatever. I mean, he could be basically one of the most valuable pickups of the year. Because Kirby Yates, before he was hurt, and Kirby Yates not even any good, right, coming off of an injured season, mm-hmm. Kirby Yates was going in, the top 200 picks in the NFBC. And, Romano's actually good. Like, we think Romano will actually give you some good ratios, some good whip, some good strikeouts. So I think Romano could just be super valuable, and he would be a guy – I mean, if you're in a 12-team mixed league where he's out there, or 10-team AL where he's out there, you got to get him. He is a must-add right now.
Yeah, he's a league winner on the waiver wire in week one, but he also has absolutely no, I would say, protection. Like, basically, I don't think he's got three blown saves. I think he's got, like, one or two. Toronto's supposed to be very good. So if he blows one, they may give him another shot. I don't think he's one of those. If he blows three, he keeps going. But definitely has to be added because, as Davis mentioned, if he rocks it in week one, that's going to be it. He's going to roll through the season most likely. So keep an eye out for him for sure. Coming up next, fantasy or reality, the Lakers add Drummond. What does that do to their chances to win the championship? Also, we just found out that the NFL draft is going to have one less big name player at it coming up next month. Actually, in May, if I'm not mistaken. More fantasy sports today coming up next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Here's the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mitch, along with Davis Maddock. We've got our 2021 season preview coming up here in Major League Baseball from a wagering perspective coming up on Wednesday. So make sure you stay tuned. All the interviews that we have done throughout the spring will play back for you as well. And on tomorrow's show, more on the field of eight in the NCAA tournament for sure. Davis, before we get to fantasy or reality, did the golf outing happen on Saturday? It's like the compelling question. I know that everybody wants to know. Did you finally hit the links for the first time in, was it a year?
Yeah, we hit the links. I think my last full round I played was probably back in like October or something before it just got too cold, too crazy, too wet out here in the Midwest. It went all right. I mean, you know how it is. First round of the year, you lose more shots than you hope. You're feeling good on the range, but then you get out there and there's trees and there's water and there's missed putts. I probably hovered. I thought, you know, first round, got to break 100. Didn't break 100, you know, because we play the rules, right? You lose your ball, you're not re-teeing, you're playing it for real. You know, some of the drives went off to the right. Some of the I'm fighting a snap hook now though with some of my iron shots where the ball is drifting way further left than it did when I was playing last year. So I definitely have some things to work on, but it felt so good to get out there. I can't even put it into words how great getting out there in the sun and the fresh air, man. It is just the best.
Yeah, I told you, like, just being out there, like, sometimes it doesn't even matter how much I'm playing or even if I'm playing well. We're trying to do a Tuesday session, Tuesday afternoon here. It's getting hot, by the way, here in Florida, too. So good to hear that you were back out there for sure. So you played golf, Brett bought a house, and, you know, and I broke news about Rule 5 guys getting on baseball teams. Sounds like a fun weekend for me. Okay, fantasy or reality, let's kick it here. We found out, and we're going to have a lot of coverage of this as we continue, the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers are going to end up getting Andre Drummond. This is going to happen. It is official. And we know that at some point Anthony Davis and LeBron James are going to come back sooner than later. A healthy Lakers team makes them, Davis, the West favorites in the NBA. Fantasy or reality?
So the interesting thing about this question is I think it's a reality if you don't include seeding, but the Lakers are going to have a very tough path in the playoffs now. They're going to have to play the Clippers or the Jazz, right? Teams they definitely did not want to play until the Western Conference Finals. They might even have to play in the play-in game, which is, I mean, that's sudden death. If you just have a bad night, LeBron has a bad night, AD twists his ankle, you know, whatever. That's a really difficult situation to be in. But LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, Andre Drummond, Trez Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, I mean, they're the best team. Not only are they the best team in the West, I still think because of their continuity, they're still probably a little bit better than the Nets. I think that one's probably pretty close. So I think the answer to this question is reality, but the fact that they might be the 8 seed, the 9 seed in the play-on game, I think it's going to make it super difficult for them just because that it just increases the variance of them getting through the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, this is a really layered question and layered statement. First of all, a healthy Lakers team makes them the West favorites. That is a reality. I got to tell you, Davis, maybe you don't see this the same way. But for me, I think that this is bad. I do. I don't like this is going to just eliminate the regular season of the NBA if the Lakers finish as the 7th seed and win the championship. I mean, I understand that other sports also have dull regular seasons. Some people feel baseball is that. Hockey's very exciting in person in the regular season, but I don't know that you'd watch 10 hockey games in a row on television if your team isn't playing in it. This is going to hurt the NBA, Davis. I think if the Lakers roll off just a million wins in the playoffs and end as the 7th seed, and I don't think any teams are going to try ever again in the regular season if that is the case. So I don't think it's great in the NBA if the Lakers end up being the favorites and winning the championship, but I am with you. I think that it is a tough road, and I'm sort of going to be rooting for them to lose, because I want the regular season to mean something, and it won't if they're the 7 and win the championship, or at least get to the championship. At least that's kind of the way that I see that there. Now, the NFL draft is going to be coming sooner than we know. It's kind of like we have benchmarks. We have the NCAA tournament, we have opening day in Major League Baseball, and then once baseball begins, yes, a lot of the focus is going to go over to the NFL draft, and it will here on Sports Grid too, I am sure. Not there yet, but getting close. Trevor Lawrence, who's expected to be the first overall pick in the draft, Davis, has decided that he's not going to go. Fantasy or reality, Trevor Lawrence skipping the NFL draft matters.
This is a fantasy to me. It seems like he just really wants to watch it at Clemson because he loves Clemson, loves his coach. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of Dabo. I think he kind of sucks. But, you know, it seems like Trevor Lawrence just really likes his university. Can't put any harm on that. I love the college I went to. If there would have been a draft for fantasy sports personalities showing up on TV, I would have loved to watch it at K-State with, you know, my professors and my friends. That would have been really cool to me. So I don't really think it matters. I mean, the cool part of the draft to me is not even really the first day. Like I love watching all the guys that I really liked watching in college. I love seeing my guys from Oklahoma get drafted. That's always one of the cool experiences for me. So I don't really think it matters. It's not going to change my viewing experience of the draft. I mean, I guess we'll miss out on seeing Trevor Lawrence put the hat on and shake hands with Roger Goodell, though I'm sure he will have a Jacksonville Jaguars hat, maybe even a jersey sitting there with him, you know, at Clemson where they're watching it. And I'm going to say this. I just think it's cool to watch it with your college teammates who propelled you there to the draft, right? Trevor Lawrence not going number one in the draft if not for the infrastructure there for him at Clemson. So I don't really think this matters. This is a fantasy for me.
Yeah, big fantasy. Are you kidding me? We just did an entire draft virtually during a pandemic a year ago, and we're worried about Trevor Lawrence not going. I mean, I suppose there are going to be shows out there that are going to choose this topic, and someone is going to have to play the side if it's important for him to be there. I am not going to be one of those people. I am with you. Who cares? I don't care if anybody's at the draft. I understand that in the city that you're doing it in, it's sort of important because you're building a fan base and you want to make it important and you want to show that when the draft goes to Vegas, I think it's not this year, but maybe next year, you want fans to show up. Let me tell you something. If you do the draft, and I'll use Davis's city, if you do it in Corpus Christi, Texas, it doesn't matter. People are still going to go. It's the draft. Everyone loves it. It doesn't matter if the players go or not. What matters is they have it on television and we're all able to watch it. I know that's harsh for the NFL to hear, but you guys did this to yourselves. You had the draft last year with nobody there and it was awesome. So guess what? You don't need to have anybody there. I know it stinks and you want to have it. You want fans to be there, but that's the reality. It doesn't matter if Trevor Lawrence is there. It just matters where he's drafted. Finally, HBO this weekend, Davis, this is before your time. I totally understand, but the question has to be asked. HBO this weekend had a documentary, essentially a farewell to the great icon Tina Turner, who has failing health but has one of the great rock and roll stories of all time. And the documentary is getting lauded as one of the great HBO documentaries in terms of music of all time. So, boy, this was a tough one to put against Madonna, but I'm going to do it. Fantasy reality, Davis. Tina Turner. More iconic than Madonna, fantasy or reality?
So this is definitely before my time. I don't think I have listened to an entire Tina Turner or Madonna song all the way through. To me, I know Madonna best as like a meme. Like Madonna is like a meme. Like the red Kabbalah string bracelets. I know. Weirdly enough, Tina Turner must have been super popular when she was popular because there are lots of references to Tina Turner in like early 1990s rap music, which I actually love. Like there are a lot of like Tina Turner references and like Wu-Tang Clan songs and stuff from the early 90s, which I've had my experiences of getting super into. I think that probably like more people around the globe know Madonna. But the way in which people speak about Tina Turner, it's always very reverential. Like people think of her as someone who like is like a good person who's had like a good societal impact, whereas like people joke about Madonna. Like Madonna is like kind of viewed as like a phony, I think, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong, right? I'm just a kid who was not around for either one of these people in the prime. I'm gonna say reality just because I have a better sense of who Tina Turner is through music that I actually like, because she's been referenced in songs that I actually like. I'll leave it to you to educate me now on what you think.
I just can't believe that no Madonna songs, Davis. Like, Tina Turner, I get it. Like, I could get if you've only heard, like, What's Love Got to Do with It or something like that. Like, that I can accept. You haven't heard a Madonna song all the way through? None of those songs from the 80s, man? Brett, have you listened to Madonna? I mean, come on. I mean, this is going too far here. Like, you literally have not heard any of Madonna's old stuff, like Borderline or Holiday or Like a Virgin or Vogue or none of that?
One I know. I know that one. I don't know if I've heard it all the way through, but like that's a song that would like play over the speakers at like a grocery store, right? Like a Virgin. I've heard that one for sure, I think.
Yeah, that's just wild. I dreaded writing this up for our show today, and now I know why. Well, I'll speak on it. First of all, this is great. I'm very sad to see that Tina Turner's in failing health. And when I grew up in the 80s, you wouldn't have known which direction this would go, but what happened was Tina Turner had, you know, sort of two careers, a previous career with her ex-husband, and then a solo career, which started very late. She was, I believe, in her mid-40s. So for me, Tina Turner is not more iconic than Madonna. Madonna is essentially kind of what Michael Jackson was to pop. She is sort of the queen of pop, although her career has completely faded at this point. And you wouldn't dare go to a Madonna concert because you'll have to wait 2 hours for her to go on stage, which is true. You could make the case even, I would say, that Tina Turner in person, a better performer than Madonna in concert. But fantasy in terms of icons, Madonna's going to go down as the greatest pop singer of all time, and Tina Turner will not. But I sort of just am happy to be mortified that Davis on the show told us that he's never heard a Madonna song other than a grocery store from beginning to end. I'm sorry to do that to you, Davis, but that's just unacceptable. No Madonna songs? None. Shocking.
Hey, I mean, I you got to be mindful of what you know and what you don't know, right? Now, if this was a conversation about, you know, early 20th century German philosophers, I would know that because that was stuff I studied in school. That was that, like, you know, it's just everyone has their gaps, Craig, and popular culture from the 1980s literally just passed me by. It's just not one of those things that's ever, you know, tickled my brain. It's never gotten there for me. It's not your fault. It's my fault.
It's nobody's fault. Madonna also had three of the biggest selling albums in the 90s too, but I understand it's you weren't even born. I get it. It's just, it hurts my heart a little bit that you don't have it, but I understand it's not your strength. And what you just mentioned in terms of history is not my strength too. So there you go. Okay, we got our Sports Grid 60 coming up next. Also, Marlins announce, not Marlins announce, I take it back. Herald announces Sixto Sanchez starts the season at the alternate site, the rotation. Not a big surprise there. We'll be back with more fantasy sports today. Don't go away.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Thank you. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The good news is that one of our other producers, James, over at LTN in Kansas City, is very well aware of who Madonna is. He's rolling off songs, people she's dated, and very, very happy, at least, that we got that in. So if Davis doesn't know Madonna, at least one of our producers is. Brett Levy has not mentioned one thing, so we got nothing from Brett. All right, let's turn it back over to Davis. He's got the Sports Grid 60 as we end the show. Davis, what you got?
We touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to do at least my Sports Grid 60 on this. There is no excuse for the U.S. men's soccer team to not be good. There is no excuse, right? We have the best football teams. We already went through this, right? It's a top-down structural problem. We should have a team that's ready to win the Olympics every time they run it. We should have a team that's ready to at least make it to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. We have so much money. We have soccer fields everywhere. Kids play soccer in the United States. It's actually the most popular youth sport. There are fewer adults wanting their kids to play football. Reasonably so. You don't want your kids to get concussions. Play the beautiful game. We got to do something, because I want the U.S. men's national team to be good so bad. And every time we wash out in one of these global competitions, it makes me so upset. And I just want them to be better. So please, U.S. Men's Soccer Federation, be better.
Davis is fired up about soccer, not Madonna. I found out today that on April the 1st, The Walking Dead is going to have what they're saying on Twitter is the epic finale. Not finale to the show, finale to the season. Let me tell you something. I was a huge Walking Dead fan. I used to wait, like Game of Thrones, to watch that show whenever it was on. I think it was Sunday night. I cannot believe that this show is still on the air. I must have quit this show 3 or 4 years ago. Are you telling me that this show is still doing well and is still on television? I understand that it's a zombie apocalypse, but how do any of the main characters survive a zombie apocalypse for 15 years? I don't know. Great show. Can't believe it's still on, though. I've been out on that for a while. That will do it for our program. Thanks to James at LTN, for Brett, Danny, and Ryan, our producer Brett Levy, and Davis Maddock. I'm Craig. See you tomorrow.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.